This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa sirli amri wa hlul uqadatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Welcome all to the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said earlier on that Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Ra'uf Al-Latif, any name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be treated with three things. The first and foremost is us recognizing that name through internal and external experience. So looking within ourselves, our feelings, our emotions, our physical existence as well, and then looking at the experiences that we have in life. And through that we understand the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the lutuf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so forth. The mercy, the compassion, and so forth of Allah can be only understood if we look for this mercy within the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we have in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a woman. This woman was running. And she was running to her child. And then she found her child and held this child and embraced this child and hugged this child. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the woman. And the woman had lost her child before this. And the Prophet ﷺ looked at his companions and he said, أَتَرَوْنَ هَذِهِ طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ. Do you think this woman will be able to chuck her child into the fire? Throw her child into the fire? So the Sahaba, they said, of course not, O Rasulullah ﷺ. So long as she's able to protect her child, embrace the child and keep her child to himself, herself, and not throw him in the fire, she will do that. She will do that. She will try her best to do that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah is more merciful. Lallahu arhamu bi ibadihi min hadhihi bi waladiha. Allah is more merciful to his slaves than this woman with her child. That is the mercy and the beautiful mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order for us to understand this mercy, we are in our own lives have to look at the examples of the mercy of Allah here, there, and everywhere. A person may ask a question. They may say, hey, look, you say mercy of Allah and this and that and the other, but if we look around ourselves, we find that there are manifestations of chaos everywhere. There's chaos here, there, this country, there's bombs, there's this, that. Where's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all this? We will say that the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only known to Allah. Let me give you just one example. You see, you yourself, if you have pain in your arm, you have pain in your joint, and in order for you to treat this pain, you know the doctor has told you that there will be A, B, C, and it will be painful. You have to go through it. There will be an incision. We'll have to cut a little bit of your skin off and the flesh as well. And then we'll have to go and inject something deep into your skin. And we might have to do a little incision for the tissue to heal on its own and so forth. Right? All of that is painful. But you bear the pain because you know the doctor knows something that you do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows something that we do not know. And that is the reason why at times we see things to be chaotic, but after, when we look at those very things in hindsight, when we look back at them, we'll realize that that was from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even bloodshed, chaos, and other things that we see, which make it seem like the mercy is really not there, but in reality, that might be in and of itself the mercy of Allah, but we haven't been able to see it yet. When we look back in history, maybe we'll observe that. Maybe. Even then, just maybe. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's everywhere. We have to observe it. And if we don't notice it, then that is because our finite brains cannot understand the infinite mercy of Allah and the infinite wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'd like to bring to your attention a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every single student of knowledge, every single person that loves knowledge and scholars and so on and so forth, when they sit with scholars, this is the first hadith that they learn. And that is the hadith in which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ar-rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-rahman," that those who are merciful to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring his mercy to them. So you see, you learn the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, you understood it. Then you learn how to take this name and understand the existence of this name in the external world and even within yourself, so that you're able to glorify this name. And then you learn how to practice this name. And what happens when you practice this name? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you are merciful to Others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the one who has the rahmatul wasi'ah, the one who has the most vast of all mercy, the one who has the ever-reaching and everlasting, and the one that has a mercy which reaches every place and everybody, he will be merciful to you. If you want the mercy of Allah, then show compassion and mercy to the slaves of Allah and the creation of Allah. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ